Esther chapter 7. And the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said to Esther on the second day at the wine banquet as well, "What is your petition, Queen Esther? Ask, and it will be given to you. And what is your request? Ask for up to half of the kingdom, and it will be done." And Esther the queen answered and said, "If I have found favour in your sight, O king, and if the king approves, let my life be given to me at my petition, and that of my people at my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be eliminated. But if we had been sold as slaves and servant girls, I would have remained silent, for the distress would not be suitable grounds for disturbing the king." And King Ahasuerus spoke and said to Esther the queen, "Who is this, and where is he, whose heart has emboldened him to act this way?" And Esther said, "An adversarial and hostile man, this wicked Haman." And Haman was terrified in the presence of the king and the queen. And the king rose in his fury from the wine banquet, and he went to the palace garden, while Haman stood to plead for his life with Esther the queen, for he saw that evil was determined against him by the king. And the king returned from the palace garden to the house of the wine banquet, and Haman fell onto the couch on which Esther was. And the king said, "Are you also going to assault the queen at home with me?" And the word went out from the king's mouth, and they covered Haman's face. And Harbonah, one of the eunuchs in the presence of the king, said, "Look at the gallows as well, which Haman made for Mordecai, who had given good information concerning the king, standing at Haman's house, 50 cubits high." And the king said, "Hang him on it." And they hanged Haman on the gallows which he had prepared for Mordecai, and the king's fury abated.